Hello, I'm Shay McGrath, and you're joining us on our first episode of Small Businesses in a Big Way, where we focus on just that. Future episodes will have different focuses in different industries, but today we're joining Natalie Winza with Serenita Candle Company in Langford Station at the Craft Pods. Thank you for joining us today, Natalie.
Thanks, Shane. Happy to be here.
Please start by introducing how you got started in candles and a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Shane. So candles have been part of my world since I was a very busy working single mom. I needed that relax time. So fast forward 30 years, and I found myself in a position where I was faced with potential retirement, but I knew I wasn't quite ready yet. Having a career that has spanned more than 30 years in food and wine, I've always been surrounded by aromas. And when I looked at what I wanted to do, the path was pretty clear. When I started thinking about different opportunities, I thought it was time to go into business for myself. I knew that I wanted to create something that was clean, burning, fresh smelling, natural ingredients. And that's exactly what I've done.
Can you describe for our listeners what the mission for starting your business was?
To create clean burning products that were not going to give people headaches. I am incredibly inspired by nature, and I wanted to use everything natural.
All of Natalie's candles are 100% soy. She uses only natural essential oils, and she adds her own personal touch by using gemstones and other dried flower pressings to add a unique, beautiful aesthetic to her candles. Natalie, what did the first year of business look like for you?
The first year of business was incredibly chaotic. I was in a full-time job that was due to end, so I kind of went for broke as far as markets go, and I had about 4 days a week of market scheduled at one point, and a 5-day work week, and a busy life. And as I looked at the bigger picture, I thought, wow, I can't split myself into two or three. So I better make a different schedule for myself. And I did scale back a little bit on markets just because I needed to. But it was crazy chaotic and crazy good at the same time.
Can you explain a little bit more about where we're located today and how you got to have your business in this current location?
Absolutely. So we're in the Langford Station Arts and Cultural District. This was formed about 2.5 years ago to give artists and creators a space to do their work without having the responsibility of a large brick and mortar space.
Aside from where we're currently located on site, where can listeners find your candles?
So my candles are available at my studio in Langford Station, as well as the Esquimalt Market. I'm there most Thursdays through the season. I also am at the Peninsula Market up in North Saanich, a couple Saturdays a month. As far as retail partners, you can find my products at the Off the Eaton Track in the Inner Harbor, Victoria Olive Oil Company downtown. If you're from out of town, I do have another retail location in Terrace that I've partnered with. So if you're up in northern BC, you can still find my stuff there, as well as two locations now in Ontario. So I have product at Motif Boutique in downtown Ottawa, and newly planted, it's a funky little shop that's due to open in Ajax called Crafty Ass Markets. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, that sounds very exciting, and I'm very happy for you and all your new business ventures. Aside from those new exciting aspects coming down the line, what does the next 5 years look like for you?
The next 5 years, the goal is to not necessarily go into a bigger space, but definitely expand my online presence. I think that it is very appealing to me to look at 5 years down the road, being able to have a little bit more freedom, time to spend with my grandkids, and still get out there and do some markets, but definitely increase the online presence.
What does candle making mean to you?
It's really given me a whole lot of opportunity to have some Zen time.
I think we all need some Zen time.
I think we do as well.
Another question for you, Natalie. Can you kind of describe other products that you have for customers available?
Absolutely. So since I've come into the studio in February of this year, I've expanded my product line immensely. I started this venture having candles in tins, 8-ounce tins, as well as some 6-ounce glass jars. I now have wax melts, tea lights, reed diffusers, car diffusers, 12-ounce luxury jars, some linen sprays, and there is more to come.
That sounds like amazing business evolution. And I can see all the evolution of the candles here. She even has a beautiful tea set. Can we get an insight on what new exciting products might be coming down the line? Or is that top secret?
No, we're coming into summer,
Shane. Okay, okay.
We're coming into summer, and with summer, we need some little trinkets to keep the pests away from our picnics. So I've been working on some concrete vessel garden candles.
That sounds like those might get some use at my house.
We want to keep the mosquitoes and wasps away without using harsh chemicals, and these should do the trick.
I will be your first customer with those.
I can't wait.
Happily be your test dummy with that one. So, can you explain a little bit more about the atmosphere that you're trying to create with your business here?
Trying to create a really welcoming, relaxing atmosphere. It always smells good here.
Can you attest to how it has been coming into this space? Has it been inviting? Has it been welcoming?
It's been amazing coming here. I have some of the best neighbors.
Excellent.
There are a makeup of 12 different shipping container conversions, and my neighbors on either side of me have been incredible.
So what does your summer look like ahead of you?
My summer looks really busy. I have about 70 market dates booked over the season. I'm here 4 days a week, Thursday to Sunday. And I'm working on a little project as we head into, I know it's a little early, but as we head into the fall and holiday season, when people are moving around and purchasing new homes, I do have some gift baskets that I've been working on. So great idea to purchase one for someone that's moving into a new home. So hello, realtors.
And it's never too early to start planning that either. Is there anything that you want people to know? Anything that you want people to be aware of?
So each year I plan to partner with a specific charity because I do think that giving back is really important. My charity of choice this year has been the Victoria Women's Transition House. I created a candle specifically for them to celebrate their 50th anniversary. $5 from the sale of each of these candles goes back to them, up to a maximum of 500 candles. I think that it's really important to give back. It's something that's really important to me. I've been very blessed in my life to have had some really good mentors.
Questions that customers would want to know for you if someone's discovering you for the first time?
I ship Canada-wide.
Is there anything this summer in markets that's especially different than last year?
I think I'll be a little more relaxed now that I've got a year under my belt. But I can tell you that in 2025, Serenita Candle Company will be partnering with my second company coming to create some really fun events. More to come on that.
More to come on that. That sounds excellent. Now, Natalie, being a market goer myself, I have noticed in past that there are quite a few different local candle companies. How would you describe that you set yourself apart from the other businesses?
I've set myself apart by sticking to what I believe is the right product to use. I only use pure essential oils. I know fragrance oils would give me more options. I don't want to compromise on the quality of my products by using something that's not natural.
Thank you for explaining that, and it shows greatly through your candles.
Thank you.
You mentioned you want to develop your online presence. What aspect of that in particular, or is it more so all channels?
All channels.
All channels?
Yeah.
So what would be your next move into doing that then? Would that be yourself getting into the digital marketing aspect or partnering up with someone in that team?
Someone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The episode will continue after this short message from our sponsors. Today's sponsor includes Two Cat Adventure Pack. Transform the way you go outdoors with your fur baby. And Marin Farms Family Estate Winery. A place to share stories and wine. Stay tuned. The episode will continue next.
Natalie, seeing as this is an audio-based podcast, can you please describe your candles for customers?
My candles are, they're all soy. I decorate each one individually. Everything has something to it. Crystals add a little bit of whimsy. I try to pair the crystals with the oils. If I can't grow the flowers myself, I source them from my market neighbors. I'm just having such a good time creating each one individually.
So how do you come up with your variety of scents?
Sometimes it's scents that I've loved cooking with in my past life. And other times it's things that I will pick up while out for a walk. And a lot of times it's just a little bit like putting on a lab coat and being a mad scientist. It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And oh no, I don't like that. So we're going to put some of this in there. And it's just a lot of trial and error.
Has there been a combination that really didn't stick too well?
No. I'm working on some more West Coast scents right now.
So what does that mean to you?
That's going to mean some more ocean smells, some sea salt, a little bit of pine.
And understanding that community work is very important to you and your business, how else are you looking to get involved in the community via partnerships or just continuing with markets?
Continuing with markets will probably always be part of my day-to-day life. As I move forward, I'm always interested to know about fundraisers. If there's a fundraiser going on that I feel I can benefit the community from, I will happily jump on board.
And how do you hope that your candles will help people?
I hope they help people reset.
Again, we could all use a reset.
It's a busy world we live in. And if you can have a little bit of a reset, that's really important. I created my new luxury line, and they are created each for a purpose. The first one that I created is a blend of eucalyptus, lavender, and ylang ylang. It's called Sono. Sono means sleep in Italian, and we all need a good night's sleep. The second part of that is the Serenita candle. Serenita means serenity in Italian. I designed this one to be put in any room in your home because our homes are supposed to bring us serenity. And last but not least is Amore, because we all need a little bit of love in our lives. My mother, however, has aptly renamed this the Date Night Candle. And that one is a blend of jasmine, sandalwood, and rose.
Aptly named.
Aptly named.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to thank you for joining us today, Natalie. Is there anything else that you would like listeners to know?
Shane, what's your favorite candle?
My favorite candle of Natalie's today is called Namaste. Natalie, can you please explain to the listeners what's in the candle?
So Namaste is a blend of sweet orange, clove, cardamom, black pepper, and cedarwood.
This is my personal favorite candle of Natalie's. Natalie, thank you very much for joining us on Small Businesses in a Big Way.
Thanks, Shane.
Enjoy the rest of your week and have a great long weekend.
And you as well.
Thank you for tuning in, listeners. This has been the first episode of Small Businesses in a Big Way. Join us every Friday where we interview different local business owners to learn what being involved in the community means to them. Please leave a message in the comments if there's any businesses in particular that you want to have interviewed. Once again, I'm Shane McGrath, and this has been Small Businesses in a Big Way. Take care and good night.